I thought about starting my own podcast. Let me tell you what happened. So many questions, right? So many questions, not anywhere to look at, nowhere to go. How do you record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps where people listen? How do I make money? Well, the answer is very simple. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid a podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So don't hesitate. Hurry. Go to anchor.fm/start. Join me. anchor.fm/start. And don't wait. The world is going to be listening. And that hobo with his southern twang show is back, coming to you something like live out of San Antonio, the 726. Of course, I'm the host, Joe Madness. All right, so you got a lot of changes. Shit, just a few actually. I'm over exaggerating a little bit. You know, but I'm a little excited. I'm just going to take a brief moment before we actually get started on this beautiful show. Brand new episode on a beautiful night, right? Supposed to be getting a cold front, so hopefully it didn't get that cold. I mean, geez, you know? Let me tell you about this new stuff happening, though. So now you guys have noticed I got an ad playing on the show. So that's new. First time doing that. Hopefully it didn't suck that bad, you know. I'm sure with practice it'll get a lot better. But I didn't spend too much time on it. And I think it turned out alright. You know, if you guys wanna tell me your thoughts on it, maybe you got something to say. If you use an Anchor app, go ahead and shoot me a message. You can also message me at hobo210@aol.com. Check out the details page. I will have the Instagram, Facebook, the Patreon. Now, there's a new thing also that I haven't mentioned yet. So from what I've been told, from what I've read, you know, this new button, this new link will be appearing wherever the podcast is available. It'll say something like sponsor the podcast. Now, if you click on that, right, if you click on that link, it should open up a new window and you'll be able to support the show. So basically, you can give $1 a month. $4.99, $9.99, $9.99. And yeah, I mean, come on. You're getting all this shit for free. Hours and hours of entertainment a month. So if you got some time, click on it and support the show. You know, I love doing this show. And I was going to tell you guys, If every single one of you guys right now, or ladies, listening, support the show by clicking on support the show, right? I will record a fucking episode every fucking day. And it'll be fucking awesome. It'll be the fucking best podcast you have ever listened to. So much work would be put into it, you know, because I'd be making some cash and I'd be having more time to, you know, get all this stuff, all the goodness prepared and ready to put out on the internet, you know. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Support the show. Hopefully you guys love that ad plan. And thanks everybody for listening. Now let's kick this shit off. And that hobo is back on the mic. So, new shit happening. Lots of good stuff, right? So, the other day, right? What's today? What the fuck is today? Today's Saturday. So, Friday, which was yesterday, right? You know, everybody knows they go to Plasma. So, I actually had a scare going up there. You know, I had, you know, logged into the computer. I was going through the questions. And then it said, hey, you can't continue. You have to go talk to somebody up at the front. I was like, the fuck? So, I ended up going up there, you know. And, you know, the lady up there, she was like, Jose, you know. That's my real name, right? She was like, Jose. And she's white, too. I don't know why white people do that. You know, every time they see, like, a Mexican name or some shit, they're like, they have to say it all weird and stuff, you know? Like, I'm just like, you know, if I'm not talking to my friends, if I'm not talking to somebody I know, you know, I'm using my birth name, you know? It's not what you're called, it's what you answer to, right? So anytime you got to go to work, you know, you start a new job or something, call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. Call me what it says on the birth certificate. I don't give a shit. But everybody you come across, like, especially white people, they're like, Jose, you know, and I'm just like, ooh, that sounds weird, you know. And I'm not even going to lie. I wanted to ignore it, but I knew right then and there she was talking to me, right? Obviously. So, I went to the front. Stood there for about 10 minutes. And all these thoughts and all these, I don't know, what would you call it? All these assumptions were being made in my brain. You know, up top, it was just like, what could be wrong? What is happening right now? I kind of felt like I might have been like in an episode of The Twilight Zone, you know? Like, not the newer ones, but like the old ones. Everybody has seen the old ones. I mean, they're pretty savage and awesome. So, time's passing. It's a waste. And I think about 10 minutes passed by, you know? And I'm just like, oh shit, what could this be? Is she going to tell me I have an STD or something? I mean, I don't know. Do you? Right? So, she comes up to me, and she's like, well, let's take a look here, right? I mean, I don't know. She's not, whatever she sounds like. You know, and she has her assistant or whatever. Or maybe she's just training. I don't know. But she's, like, fiddling with the computer, and then she's like, all right, Hossein, you know? Oh man, I fucking hate that fucking name. I really do. Like, it's like the worst name possible. You know, it's like when you're a parent and, you know, you're like, more importantly, what are you? You're a person, right? At the end of the day, you're a person and you don't have any original thoughts in your brain. And you're just like, eh, let's just name him whatever the fuck his father's name was. It's like, oh man, fuck my life. You know what I mean? Like, you can come up with something fresh, something new, you know? It's like, fuck, man. Like, I would never name a kid after myself. Like, nah. Let's give you another name, you know? You know what I mean? Like, we're still going to share, like, the common name, but, you know, you're going to get something fresh, you know, something new, exciting. Something that demands respect, you know, push the fear in everybody. Whatever name that is, I don't know. But anyways, so I'm talking to this lady and she tells me, she's like, I'm just sitting here waiting in anticipation, just staring at her like, spill it, bitch, you know. So I'm looking at her and she's like, oh, your protein levels are low. And I kind of feel like sometimes you just got to throw stupid shit out there to see if it sticks, you know. So I look at her and I'm like, so that means I didn't eat enough meat. Is that what that means? And she's like, generally, you know, because your protein levels are low, could be meat or, you know, whatever else that contains protein in it. I'm like, that's crazy because I eat several hamburgers a day, sometimes too many, and I like McChickens, so how could it be low? Fuck out of here. You know, that's what I'm thinking, right? And then I look at her, I'm like, oh, man, I really thought you were going to tell me I had AIDS or something, you know? And she looks at me, she starts laughing. I'm like, yeah, I didn't think it was funny. Like, I genuinely thought that something was wrong. Would you going to just sit there and tell me that my protein levels are low? Like, fuck out of here, man. So, anyways, they take another sample of my blood and then they're like, yeah, you can come back in like 4 days and we'll go from there or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be back. I mean, it's so far away. There's got to be a closer place to donate plasma. So, I don't know. I guess I'll just look into it, you know. So this episode is just, man, it's just so much shit to go over, to speak on, to for your listening pleasure. Now, before I go any further, this is what I want to say, all right? So, all right, so update, right? The ex and I are back together, right? We're back together. I don't know if that's a good thing, but, you know, I mean, I love her and stuff, so I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes, right? Hopefully things get better, you know? I guess I will try to be a little bit more understanding toward her needs. And in return, hopefully she lets me see her. So, you know, what I want to say right now, before I go any further, this is what I want to say. Like, the people who have been diagnosed or claimed to be autistic, this is what I think about them, right? Autism is basically pretend retarded. Like, you're pretending to be fucking retarded, you know? Like, come on, bitches, quit pretending, you know? Autism ain't real. So, yeah, I just had to say that, you know, along with fuck Goodwill, fuck Whataburger, fuck them bitches. Don't go there. And if you do go there, fucking pee everywhere. That is not a restroom. So, yeah, fuck them bitches, man. So, the next thing, this is something I came across, right? This is crazy to me. Sometimes I scour the internet and I'm like, there's got to be something out here, you know? Like, the internet's been around for a long time. Like, there's so much information on there. You could literally spend hours or days just sitting there just reading shit or playing games or jacking off. I mean, I don't know your life. I don't. But I came across this article. Now, you guys know I don't like to read. But the title was just like, I don't know, it was, gave me like a little tingle inside because I was like, ooh, this is kind of cool, right? I don't know if you guys find it cool, but I think it's fucking awesome. It said, security camera catches prowling suspect licking doorbell for 3 hours. So, what? Like, what's going on? Like, why is somebody licking a fucking doorbell for 3 hours? Like, in front of a security camera, no less. Did somebody pay him to do it? I'm not sure. So many questions on that alone, right? Like, could you imagine somebody going up to him, you know? Like, yo, Jesse. I know you've been hurting for money, brother. So, here's what I got for you. You see that doorbell right across the street over there?
Yeah, I see it.
Well, here's the thing, Jesse.
Yes?
I'm going to need you to go over there and just lick the fuck out of that doorbell for 3 hours.
What? 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours, 3 hours. 3 hours. That's 60 minutes times three. It's approximately 180 minutes. So,
what? 180 minutes? You want me to lick the doorbell?
Yeah, bitch. Like, you need money, right?
Yes.
Well, today's your lucky day. So, 3 hours worth of work. Go over there and lick the doorbell.
Well, how much are you going to pay me?
Well, here's the thing, right? So, I'm gonna make you an offer, right? All right, so, now, you can get $50, right? Just straight up, $50, no questions asked. Or, now check this out, this is gonna be awesome.
What's the other thing?
Well, Jesse, all right? So, you can take the $50, right? No questions asked. Or, here's the next thing. You can have whatever is in my right side pocket. So, it could be a car. It could be, man, there's just so many possibilities. It could be a wad of cash. I don't know. You might get lucky. It could be a lottery ticket. Hasn't been scratched yet, or maybe it's a winner. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it could be. It could be an iPad in my pocket. I don't know. Well, could you imagine, like, goddamn, 3 fucking hours? That's fucking insane. 3 hours just licking the fuck out of the doorbell. Now, this doorbell wasn't like the ones that go up and down. It was kind of like, it was kind of like the little circle one with the nipple on it. So could you imagine he's like sitting there just sucking on it, like just like he's sucking on a fucking bitch's tit, you know? And, you know, she just got through, like, I don't know. The little baby doesn't fucking suck on it no more. So he's just like, for 3 hours, he's like, oh shit, here's my shot. I got the nipple, dibs on the fucking titty, man. So, yeah, you know what? I didn't even read the article, you know, I didn't read it, but I don't know, just the headline alone, man, is fucking gold, like all day, like fuck, 3 hours sucking on a goddamn fucking doorbell. What the hell is going on here? And when autism is not real, bitches, autism is pretend retarded. So, all right, so let's see what else we got. All right, so another big thing that's, you know, it's still in the news, right? Like, everybody's still talking about it. What's up with the government? Like, everybody's talking about the government shutdown. It's like on every fucking channel, even like Nickelodeon probably. So I don't know, let's just talk about it. Let's really talk about it. So, what does that mean exactly? The government gets shut down, but I don't know, you and I, you know, the common folks, right? We still go to work. We still get paid. Now, what does that really mean, though? You know, I think that if you don't get anything for free, you know, because a lot of things in life aren't free, but then
you know, there are times or certain situations where certain things are given to you, right? Whether or not you may deserve them. I mean, who's to say? So, for everybody else that doesn't receive anything, you know, it's just the struggle is real and I don't get freebies. I just kind of feel like the government shutdown does not affect you. Like, shut that bitch down for 2 years. I don't give a fuck, man. You know what I mean? What's the government? I don't know. Do you? Fuck. Like, what the hell is the government shut down? Like, what does that mean? And then they're like, oh, it's been shut down for the longest amount of time in history. It's like, okay, I wish they would talk about some real shit. Like, all right, so the government shut down, you guys, right? This is what it means to you. Not like, oh, shit, I got rich people problems, you know, and the government shut down now. So now my life is fucked, you know, for all the poor people out there that don't get freebies and aren't rich and. You know what I mean? Like, this does not matter to you. You know what I mean? Especially if you're not banking on a fucking tax return every year. Like, if you're not banking on a tax return every year, I mean, how does it affect you, really? Maybe you like to go to national parks. I don't know how you're going to shut down a fucking park, though. How do you shut down a park? I mean, it's literally just fucking wilderness, right? You got some trees, you probably got some trails, whatever. And you telling me I can't fucking go in there because supposedly the government shut down. Fuck out of here, man. I think they were actually having a problem with national parks because there was just so much garbage and trash just being left there. Just people being pissed about it. Supposedly the park being shut down and whatnot. So, another big thing that's going on with this is you keep hearing about all these people that are not getting paid. Like, how the fuck you telling me is like, hey, you're gonna go to work and we're not gonna pay you. Like, what the fuck? You're not gonna pay me? Seriously? Wait, I'm supposed to be getting paid the first. Well, you see, yeah, it's not happening. What the fuck you mean it's not happening? Like, well, the government shut down and that's where your money comes from. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck, man. Go back there to your little fucking hoe ass office and don't fucking come out unless you got some fucking news and my paycheck, motherfucker. You know, like, what the fuck? And all these people are just kind of like, just taking it? I'm supposed to go to work and I'm not getting paid? Now, don't get it twisted. I don't give a shit. I really don't. They cannot pay him for, I don't know, the rest of their life. I still wouldn't give a fuck. And here's why, though. You know, those people that are government employees, a lot of them are making more, way more money than the rest of us. Like, what the fuck are you spending your money on? You know? You know, the other day, I was just having some nonsense conversation with somebody. And they had told me how they got laid off, right? And they were like, hey, you know, we just got laid off. And it was a big company nationwide. It's like fucking one of the big insurance companies. And I did not know this, but supposedly they were laying off like a bunch of employees all over the country. And this person happened to be like one of the people being laid off. I was like, really? Wow, I didn't know that. Most of the time when you hear people getting laid off, sometimes you can go on like Indeed or the company website and go to like employment opportunities and they'll be hiring motherfuckers. It's like, really? You're firing a bunch of us. But then you're hiring all these other people. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So, I don't know. I guess what I wanted to say about that was, you know, because I was just like, man, I need to ask. Like, how much money were you making? And they were like, I was thinking about 70 grand. And I was like, That's a good amount. How much is that a month?
That was almost $6,000 a month. And the crazy thing is, they told me that they were living paycheck to paycheck. I was like, are you fucking serious? You're making almost $6,000 a month. And they were like, whoa, that's before taxes. I'm like, either fucking way, that's before taxes. I mean, shit. Before taxes, you're making $6,000 a month. Before taxes and not. That's a lot of fucking money, man. It really is. Like, how the fuck are you living paycheck to paycheck? I can't even think of ways that you could spend all that fucking money every month. Like, what the hell are you doing with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so crazy to me. It makes no fucking sense. So, apparently, they were going to give a severance package. They were going to give, like, 3 months of free money. And it was just a bunch of shit. So, I guess what I'm getting at, though, is just with these government employees, they're getting what they call it furloughed, right? You tell me they ain't got nothing? They got nothing at all. Nothing they can offer them. Well, I saw something the other day, so they can stop crying about it, right? Apparently, President Trump is offering these people that are crybabies, he's offering them fucking unemployment benefits. So hopefully you won't hear about it no more. I don't know. I've gotten sick and tired of hearing about the goddamn fucking people that aren't getting paid. They're gonna be like, oh, well, if that was you, it's like, bitch, I'm pretty sure when they signed up for the job, they were told, hey, by the way, here is a form to sign that says if the government's ever shut down, you're not going to get paid. And they were like, yeah, yeah. So you're not just going to accept a job like that and then not know that if the government is ever shut down, that you're not going to get paid. I mean, I'm pretty sure they made you sign something. Something was written on paper. Something. And they were like, hey, if this bitch is shut down, you're not getting a paycheck. They were like, all right, well, I'm okay with that. And then they fucking signed the paper and turned it in. So for everybody out there saying, oh, these people aren't getting paid. Their bills are due. Well, bitch, figure it out, man. Figure it out. Because welcome to the club, motherfucker. Welcome to the club. This whole government shutdown business and people not getting paid and crying about it. I mean, fuck out of here. I ain't got nothing to fucking say about that. Nothing good anyways. Nothing good. So what else we got on this government shutdown thing? People not getting paid. Talked about that. But yeah, when I mentioned people getting freebies, you know, I was talking about when you get food stamps, you get, like, I don't know what kind of other benefits that are offered. I kind of feel like unemployment benefits would have been in this category, you know, but apparently they're not, because they're offering those unemployment benefits to the people that are not getting paid at the moment. So yeah, I've been hearing a lot of conversations about people that get food stamps. You know, they get that free money to go to the store. You know, pick out some good food, swipe the card that the government gives them. And boom, man, they got all these groceries to go back and munch on. I don't get any of that. You know, there's been times where I've been fucking hungry. I could have been using some of that shit. But nah, you gotta have a kid. You gotta be an old person. You gotta make like $5 a month. Like, it was just like so many fucking rules. They don't make it easy. They don't. Like,
I think I've applied for that shit. They want you to have an address. They want you to turn in like bank account statements. They want to know how much you got in your fucking bank account at that point in time. They want to know how much you pay in bills, how much you pay in rent, all this shit. Like, they want to know fucking everything just to tell you that they're not going to give you shit. They're not going to give you anything. I don't know why. Apparently, though, if you got some kids, depending on how many you got, they give you a fuckload of money and food. Money for days to go to the fucking store. Man, you can get anything you fucking want to. It's fucking nuts, man. I've never been part of that experience, though. I've always wanted to. Like, my parents, they never got any of that. They never did. They never got food stamps. Every girlfriend I've ever had, that I know of anyways, has not gotten food stamps. Except for the one I got now, you know. And she's crying and bitching about this, but... You know, I'm a nice guy. I told her, I was like, you know, if you want, I'll give you some money. But she said no, so fuck it. But yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say, though, is just at the end of the day, this whole government shutdown bullshit, it doesn't mean anything to people that are regular. They don't get freebies, people that aren't rich as fuck. You know, this government shutdown bullshit, It's for people making money, man. Like, all day. I mean, I haven't seen a fucking tax return money in I don't know how long. Like, I've never seen that shit. I have never seen tax return money. Like, I kind of feel like if you're going to get a tax return, it's more for, like, people with kids and shit. Like, they said I made too much fucking money. And I was like, bitch, really? I'm like, goddamn. They were like, yeah, you owe money. And I was like, what? So, yeah, this shutdown, man, it means nothing to regular people that receive no help and are on that struggle, you know? Some of that, the struggle is real shit. And we're back from that short break. So, just kind of moving right along. Every now and again, I like to Craigslist.com. They got a little section on there. And it's a fucking gold mine. It's fucking awesome. And I wanted to read you guys something from there. You know, I came across the best of Craigslist years ago. Kind of on accident, really. I've always been a fan of Craigslist. You can always find all sorts of stupid shit on there. Find cars, you can find crazy people. Basically anything, really. You know, at one point in time, they used to have hookers, you know, but not anymore. You know, if Jesus says you can't do it, then yeah, basically, right? But anyways, just off of a whim today, I was just like, I'm going to go to Craigslist.com and go to the best request and see what they got. And this is what I found, right? I'm going to read you this ad that was on there. It was actually for a car that was up for sale. So the headline, it said, the 1999 Toyota Corolla. Let's talk about features. Bluetooth? Nope. Sunroof? Nope. Fancy wheels? Nope. Rear view camera? Nope. But it's got a transparent rear window. And you have a fucking neck that you can turn. Oh, man. All right. So it says, let me tell you a story. One day my Corolla started making a strange sound. I didn't give a shit and ignored it. It went away. The end. You could take the engine out of this car, drop it off the Golden Gate Bridge, fish it out of the water 1,000 years later, put it in the trunk of the car, fill the gas tank up with Nutella, turn the key, and this puppy would fucking start right up. Damn. I mean, this guy's got away with words, man. You gotta give it to him. This car will outlive you. It will outlive your children. Goddamn, powerful stuff. Things this car is old enough to do. Votes? Yes. Consent to sex? Yes. Rent a car? It is a car. This car's got history. It's seen some shit. People have done some straight... What the hell? People have done straight things in this car. Well, I guess just off of that one statement, I guess that means he's fucked in it. I mean, I would assume, right? People have done gay things in this car. It's not going to judge you like a fucking Volkswagen would. God damn. Them Germans, right? Interesting facts. This car's exterior color is gray, but its interior color is gray. He just kind of did a play with words there. He spelled gray, G-R-A-Y, and then when he says gray again, he spells it G-R-E-Y instead of with an A. I kind of always felt that you spell gray, G-R-A-Y. I've never liked it with an E. Anyway, it's just kind of going on. In the owner's manual, oil is listed as optional. He's got it in parentheses. When this car was unveiled at the 1998 Detroit Auto Show, it caused all 2,000 attendees to spontaneously yawn. The resulting abrupt change in air pressure inside the building caused a partial collapse of the room. 4 people died. The event is chronicled in the documentary Bored to Death, the story of the 1999 Toyota Corolla. You want to know more? Great. I had my car fill out a Facebook survey. Oh man, favorite food, spaghetti. Favorite TV show, Alf. Favorite band, tie between Bush and the Gin Blossoms. This car is as practical as a Roth IRA. It's as middle of the road as your grandpa during his last Silver Alert. It is as... let's see. I don't know what that word is, you guys. Utilitarian? I don't know what that means. As a member of a church whose scripture is based entirely on water bills. When I ran the Carfax for this car, I got back a single piece of paper that said, "It's a Corolla, it's fine." Let's face the facts. This car isn't going to win any beauty contest, but neither are you. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to your wife. This isn't the car you want. It's the car you deserve. The fucking 1999 Toyota Corolla. Wow. Goddamn. That shit. That was fucking epic, man. It was nice. I mean, I cannot believe I came across that goodness for free, you know? And there you go, guys. That is best of Craigslist. Now, another thing I found on there. Let's see. There was an ad. You know, there was a picture. It was a bucket. You know, with water in it. And a fucking carrot floating at the top. And this is what the ad said. Free snowman. Used one season. Bring your own bucket. There's a carrot in the bucket. Yeah. Like there's a fucking snowman. He must have melted. Like I don't even know if these ads are even fucking real. You know, I spoke about this one ad that fucking had me rolling. Like I don't know how many episodes ago. Might have been like fucking over 20 episodes ago. But I think it was during the holidays or something. You know, there's always ads for elves on the shelf. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. It's just basically like an elf chilling on a shelf. But this one kind of had its own take on it, though. It was kind of like, it was like I wouldn't even say middle-aged. I would say probably like mid-30s, early 40s. All right, so had an interesting pause there. Apparently, my roommate's kid was stuck outside banging on the door, and then he was screaming through the door. So I had to go over there and open it for him. But now I'm back. We're talking about the best of Craigslist. Yeah, apparently the Elf on the Shelf is pretty popular. Like I said, there was this guy who was putting an ad out. And, you know, I guess he's putting out services to be, like, literally dressed as an elf. Sitting on the shelf or in a chair, wherever you wanted him to sit. And he just had this fucking resting bitch face, man. He had his arms crossed. So you would pay this guy, I can't remember how much it was. I think it was like $50 an hour or something. So you could tell him wherever to sit, and he would just stare at everybody, just creeping the fuck out of everybody. So hopefully he got a lot of business. I mean, I don't know. I've never reached out to him or nothing, but it seemed pretty cool, man. So cool that I felt like I had to talk about the fact that he was on the best of Craigslist. Like, I don't even know how that fucking works. I think people vote for it, and then it ends up on there. I mean, that fucking ad I read you was fucking awesome. Shit. Fucking 1999 Toyota Corolla. Fuck. Well, anyways, though. Just kind of moving on from that. So, I've been kind of, like, trying to form my own opinion about this goddamn wall that Trump is building, right? You know, I spoke on that several fucking times. I said, if you're going to build a wall, you might as well go all the way with it. Put some sharks, you know, around it, you know, with a moat. Fill them up with sharks and alligators or something. Make the wall electrified. Run some electricity through that bitch. Something, right? I don't know. So, I've been just kind of doing some research, just coming across all these different viewpoints and videos, and just trying to see what other people think about it, right? This kind of makes sense to me. The wall is basically useless. You know, it's kind of like a cop out for not knowing what to do about this immigration shit. You know, all these people are coming into the country, fucking some shit up, and I mean, whether or not you agree with that, you know, people have been doing that for years, since fucking the beginning, right? That's what we do as a whole, is just fuck shit up on multiple levels. Fuck shit up with ourselves, fuck shit up with the environment. I mean, there's a lot of fucking going around when it comes to people in the world. So yeah, the wall is basically useless. It's $5 to $25 billion excuse. It is an excuse to basically spend money on something that everybody knows it's not gonna work. But it shows that you're trying. Oh, you know what? That wall's really expensive, but you know what? He's trying. That's all we can ask, right? That's all we can ask. $25 billion means you're trying. So here's the facts, though, right? Here's the facts. Most people get into this country legally through immigration. using what they call tourist visas, work visas. I mean, there's a whole lot of different types. You know, basically how it works with these people, you apply for it, you know, from whatever country you are trying to come from. You pay some money or you do some shady shit. You get a passport, you get one of these visas. And then, yeah, you're in. That's how most of the people are getting in. Now, this is getting in regardless of whether or not there's a fucking wall up. You know, there's a wall up, right? But, you know, above that wall, what do we have? What is that thing up in the air called? The fucking sky. And what travels through the sky? Airplanes. So, you really want to get into the fucking country? There you go. Get your ass on an airplane. What the fuck, man? So, these people get these tourist visas. They get these fucking work visas or whichever other visas they got. Now, once that period of time expires, you know, some of them are like 3 months. You can chill in the U.S. or whatever. Do whatever you want. Some of them are a year, right? You can work here for a year, 2 years, whatever. Here's the thing, though. Once that period of time is over, those people don't leave. They stay here. Most of them do anyways. You know, I met a many of people. You know, one of them being that, you know, he didn't use that method, though. He actually traveled through, you know, like the fucking savage wilderness. Probably use one of these coyotes or something to get him over, right? Smuggle him in. He's been working in this fucking country for a decade. For a fucking decade. Illegally. He's been sending most of his money back home to his family, you know, in Mexico. And he plans to reunite with her. I told him, though. I was like, listening to this story, it was heartfelt, it was heartwarming, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It was a true love story, right? Didn't it sound like it? Right? I told him, I was like, look, motherfucker, you're going to go back? And then yeah, she going to be gone. He gave her all the fucking money for 10 years. Why would she wait on you? You're not even attractive. You're like a little troll. So, yeah, people get in, they stay, and like, fucking don't even have to deal with that whole ass wall, man. Like, for real. Get you a visa. You can fucking get anywhere. You know, passports will do it for you anyways, too, you know? So, what are we talking about right now, man? When it comes to that fucking whole ass wall. Is it going to work? Nope. Is it going to cost a whole... Yup. The motherfucker said that Mexico was going to pay for it. Yeah, they ain't paying for shit. Who knows where that money's coming from? I don't know. You know, I came across this thing... I don't know why it made news. Like, how the fuck is this news? I don't even know. But apparently, Queen Elizabeth II. The article read, Queen Elizabeth II drives without a seatbelt one day after Prince Philip's car accident. That's what the article said. And it showed a picture of an old lady in this fucking high dollar ride, not wearing a seatbelt. Yeah. How the fuck is that news? I don't fucking know. And I tell you, man, like you run one of these websites, these fucking media outlets, you run out of shit. It's gonna happen, it's bound to happen. You know, I ran out of shit. So I'm sitting here talking about shit they're talking about, but I'm not even reading any of their crap. I'm just giving my own thoughts on it. Like, how the fuck is that news? Doesn't make any sense. Here's another thing I came across. Dolly Parton and Keanu Reeves are together. Like, they're dating. The fuck? The dude from The Matrix, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. What is that other movie called? I think it's called Sweet September, I think. Or Sweet November. He's got a bunch of movies. I've argued this with many of people about Keanu Reeves. He plays the same goddamn character in every goddamn fucking movie. Like, he doesn't... I don't know how people keep hiring him. I don't know if people find him attractive or what. But he's like the same fucking dude in every movie. Like, his facial expressions, everything, man. Everything is like the fucking same. I don't know. I think the only time he was different was when he played Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Every other character since then was just like, yeah, didn't you play that character before? Like, you have no facial expression. You're monotone as fuck. Like, there's nothing going on. You just got one goddamn style, bro. Here's another article I came across. Commuters shed trousers for annual no pants upright. Let me try that again. Commuters shed trousers for annual no pants subway ride. And then it shows a picture of fucking bitches walking around with no pants on. Like, are you trying to get raped? Like, for real? You just gonna walk around with no pants on? What the fuck? Like, they're wearing no pants and then they got this jacket on. So apparently it's cold outside. But you still gonna... You gotta walk around no pants. So what the fuck? I mean, you can just imagine fucking getting stared at and gawked at. Talking about, why are you talking to me like that, you know? I ain't a hoe. I ain't a fucking puta, you know? Like, bitch, ain't even got no pants on. You wearing a fucking thong. You're wearing these fucking sexy ass panties. Riding the subway and shit. Just asking to get fucking butt raped. You know what I mean? Like, how you gonna complain after that? Walking around no pants on and you get fucking raped. You get a gangbang going on the fucking subway. That's fucking crazy, man. I don't know. I couldn't. If I rode the subway during this period of time, I couldn't do it. I'd be like, what the fuck? Fucking wood for days, you know? God damn. Like, there would be fucking wood for days. That's fucking crazy. So, yeah. We talked about a whole lot of shit. Most of them have just been nonsense. But somebody's talking about this. Somebody's writing it. Somebody's putting it out in the fucking world. I just felt like you guys should know about it. Because it's fucking hilarious, man. Man, everybody knows what that sound means. It's the end of the show. Don't cry about it. So, I think I was trying a little bit something different tonight. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. And I just kind of feel like talking about some stuff that, I don't know, kind of found interesting. On the internet, you know, I do that every now and again. Most of this show, this episode, kind of felt like it just kind of took over. Which I don't think is a bad thing. Kind of mixed things up, right? So, yeah, I got some changes. Got an ad running. We got sponsor the show, the podcast. So you guys need to click on that. You can also go to anchor.fm/41. Now, if you go to that, it'll take you directly to it, the podcast page, and then you can click on the link. It'll say sponsor the podcast. You know, like I mentioned, you guys are getting hours and hours of entertainment a month, a bunch of hours a month of entertainment. So if you guys like listening in and out, you know, while you're working out, while you working, maybe you're just walking, right? Chilling in the car, you want to listen to the show? I mean, you're getting all this shit for free. You know, my plan is to make money off the show. One way to get myself to that point where I'm making some cash is by you guys helping out, spreading the love. Sponsor the podcast. You can pay as little as $1 a month. I mean, come on. I wipe my ass with the dollar. Come on. Everybody's got a fucking buck to throw away. $1 you'll never see ever again. Well, you know what? If you're feeling frisky, go for that $9.99, right? I mean, I think this is my own personal opinion. You guys are getting your money's worth, and then some. So why the fuck not sponsor the podcast? Tune in, tell everybody about the show. Do your part, right? Do your part. That's all I'm saying. Yo, another thing I wanted to talk about is I remember TVs used to be so expensive. You know, I think I was like 24 years old, I think. I just got through working at the prison and, you know, I had one of those, what was it, 401k set up. You know, I'd been there 2 years and it was, I think I might have got like $1,000 put in that motherfucker a year, you know. So I ended up pulling the money out. I had a decent stack. It was all right. And I was like, you know what? I want one of those big ass TVs. So I went to Circuit City back when that shit was around. A lot of you probably don't even know about Circuit City. You know, back when that was around, back before they closed it. And went in there. The guy that was helping me, he was like, we got all these badass TVs, but you want to save some money? Let me show you last year's model. And that one was like $1,000 cheaper, $600 cheaper, or something like that. So I ended up paying like $1,000 for this 55-inch TV. You know, back in those days, like when I was 24, I'm 33 now. Several years ago, so it's like almost a decade ago. God damn, man, it was a decade ago. Fuck. That's crazy. Shit. Man, it just makes you think. It was just like, fuck, that's a long time ago. Like, it didn't even... Actually, I'm fucking talking crazy. Like, that's not even that long ago. It feels like, fucking, it happened just yesterday, you know? Time just flies by. Next thing you know, you're fucking old as hell. God damn it. Fuck. Anyways. So, yeah, I paid $1,000 for that TV. I fucking loved it. You know, I ended up giving it to my ex, you know. I don't know, I gave her pretty much everything because I was like, well, I don't know. I was just thinking like, shit, what am I going to do with this? It's just going to remind me of her. So I fucking let her have everything. And now it's like you get a 55-inch TV. I think you probably get one for like $400. Sometimes I've seen them for like $300, you know? And then some of the fancier ones go for like $500 or $600. And then the fancy, fancy ones like $1,000, $12,000 or some shit. So, yeah, you know what? I mean, It seems like TVs are just cheap as fuck nowadays. You know, you can get a 32-inch TV brand spanking new for like $100. You can go to Walmart, you can go to Best Buy. They got some cheap-ass TVs, you know? Probably you can even get a 40-inch for like $150. It's pretty good. Compared to like when I was younger and like you wanted a flat screen. I mean, it was fucking expensive. Now they're just practically giving them away. Shit, you go to Walmart, they got a whole bunch of stacks of TVs that are ginormous for like $300. You're like, what the fuck? Like, when did this happen, you know? And then now you got like 4K, you got LED, whatever that means. You got the plasmas, you know, those have always been around, it seems like. LCDs have always been around. Now you got those 4K TVs. Like, I don't know what the deal is with them. I kind of feel like if you're getting a TV, you know, a lot of people don't pay attention to this, but if you look at the frame rate, you know, like the, I think it would kind of go coincide with the processor. Like if it's higher, like I think the standard's like 60, I think, but you get something like 120 or more, you know, your TV's going to be a lot faster. It's going to process the information it's receiving from the cable like a lot quicker, you know? It kind of feels like sometimes when you watch cable, I mean, I don't watch cable anymore, but I remember we used to see it, and like it used to kind of lag a little bit, and then it would just kind of like, just boom, you know? It would jump to a different, you know, jump ahead a little bit, you know? I want to say because the frame rate is low. That's what I think. But, yeah, I'm not a fucking TV expert. So, fuck whatever I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just fucking talking, man. You know? I remember those big-ass Sony TVs. Like, they were just so ginormous and fat. These big old bulbs in them. You got to change them, like, every 2 years. They used to be expensive, too. And so fucking heavy, right? Those big ass fat TVs. I think everybody's seen those Sonys. You can't even watch the TV from the side. Like, if you watch it from an angle, you're not gonna be able to see shit. Like, the TVs nowadays, you're able to watch them from like all sorts of angles. And you'll still be able to see the screen, you know? Like, them older TVs, you had to sit like right in front of it, or else you couldn't see shit. You know, I saw one chilling outside, you know, on my way home the other day. It seemed like they were just leaving it out there. They were like, who wants it? Who wants this big bitch over here? When I used to work at Rent-A-Center, we had a bunch of them old Sonys, like those big-ass fat ones. They were like 50 inches and bigger, you know? And yeah, I got to the point, man, where those flat screens were just taking over, you know, man. You couldn't give those fucking fat ass Sonys away. Fucking, I think they put like $500 on it. Just letting it sit there, and eventually dropped it down to $200, and then they were like, "Who's got $10?" First $10 gets it, you know, because nobody wants those anymore. Like, it got to the point where nobody wanted them. Nobody wanted those big-ass fat TVs. Shit, man. Now you get a big old TV. Hell, they're really thin. They don't even weigh nothing. You know, when I got that 55-inch TV, that motherfucker weighed like 60 pounds. It was pretty heavy. Fucking ginormously. Ginormously. And it fucking weighed a donkey and a half, you know? A fucking donkey and a half. So, fuck, I think if you're gonna get a TV though, man, like if you're not getting like a 32 inch or like a 40, you know, you want something bigger, I mean, shit, just get something used. I think the last TV I owned personally, I bought it off of coworker at work. It was a no brand TV, and he sold it to me for $50. It was a 32 inch. That fucking TV was awesome. You know, I ended up pawning it when I needed some cash. They ended up giving me $60 for it. So I actually ended up making more money off of it. And the stand was broken. Good thing they didn't notice it. But I'm sure if they would have, they wouldn't have gave me that money for it though. But yeah, TVs are really fucking cheap. If you're going to get like a big ass TV, just go to a fucking pawn shop. Man, most of them TVs, man, they got a shelf life of like a decade, you know, 2 decades, whatever. They're going to fucking last you forever. You know, unless you got fucking kids or somebody just knocks it over and breaks it. I mean, other than that, fucking shit, like, they're going to be around forever, you know? So yeah, just get the motherfucker used. Just get it used. Fuck it. Go to a pawn shop. They got deals everywhere. Just get it. Just get one of them, or maybe one of your buddies or your coworkers is selling the TV. And shit, if you don't come across those motherfuckers that are trying to fuck you in the ass with whatever they're selling, like if you don't come across somebody like that. Somebody's just like, hey, you know what? This is an extra TV, or I'm just trying to get a little bit of cash back from it, you know? I mean, you should be able to get a pretty good deal, you know? So, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. As always, you guys know, I'm that motherfucker with a $1 million voice. It's that hobo with a southern twang show. I'm the host, Joe Madness. You guys already know what's coming. It's a beautiful thing, people. I'm out, bitches.